Jim, just trying out this tape and getting some of the sounds from the ship so that you can hear what the noise and so forth that I listen to all day. I'm trying a new microphone. It belongs to one of the other boys, and it sure seems to be picking up real well. I'll play this on through for a few more minutes, then I'll pick up some more sounds around the ship and put on this tape, and then I will talk to the rest of the family after a while on this tape. Today I received a letter from Rusman Kirkti, the young Muslim boy that I met in Istanbul, and it has some postcards in it which I'm going to send on with one of Mother's letters. I hope that you like them, and that maybe with Mother's help you can find some time to send him a postcard in Turkey. He would be very interested in receiving it. He has worked very hard and has completed his school so that he can have a good job as far as the Turkish employment is concerned. He works 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, and only makes $15. This is less than what most people in our country make in one day. I hope you have enjoyed the pictures that's been coming into the house and the slides that I have been taking and sending home. I have tried to make these of interest to you and Kathy and Johnny because I know that in order for them to be interesting, there must be pictures of other children and young people around the world in order for you to see what their lives are like and how they live. Tonight I have gone back on the night duty. I will be working from at six o'clock in the evening until about 2 for a while, and then go to work again at 6 o'clock in the evening. We will be going into Italy again very shortly, and I will be at Naples where I will visit the orphanage and also hope to make a trip to Rome and see many things of interest in Rome and take lots of pictures that you will be able to see when they arrive at the house. How has school been? I hope you have been doing real good in your schoolwork and working hard on your homework. This way, when you have completed your high school and college education, you will be able to get a good job and travel all over and see these many places that I have been seeing. It is true I have seen it while I have been in the Navy, but at the same time it has also made it very hard in that at times I would prefer to be at home, but the Navy says I have to be where I am at. I hope that in the future, and after I retire from the Navy, that we will be able to travel as a family to some of these countries and see some of the things that I have seen and that have taken pictures of, which you have seen at home. They will be of more interest to you, of course, when I get home and can explain what these pictures are all about. If my voice should sound a little bit funny, it is because that I am getting over a cold. It seems as though, with all the moving around of the ship from one area to another in the Mediterranean, we go from warm weather to very cold weather and then back again in a matter of a few days. Thus, all of us, or a great many of us on board ship, have colds. We are very happy that our water situation is much better than it was, and that we have plenty of fresh water now to wash and shower and to drink and have with our meals. This was a great problem to start with because of the lack of people doing what they were supposed to do and checking the proper connections between the various tanks and so on. The water was going back over the side out into the ocean after it was made into fresh water. As you know, on the ship we have two very large evaporators which takes the salt water into them and it changes the salt water into steam. And this salt is deposited out when the water boils and the steam goes through a cooling system, and as it cools, the gases condenses back to water, and this is fresh water. It is chemically pure, and it is very good to drink and very good for you. And being one of the things that a person must have in life to survive, it is a very valuable thing on board any ship. A shortage of water, it causes many illnesses and permits people to become quite ill at times. But we have been real fortunate and have not had any illness because of the lack of water. This being Holy Week, Jimmy, I will try to explain how they hold the church services on board the ship. We have in the second deck below, no, it is the third deck, below our hangar deck, a chapel. And in this chapel we hold all the services of the many different religious organizations throughout the day. The Roman Catholics hold their mass there. The Protestants have their services there. The Lutheran and Episcopal services are held there. And then it is other used for other church studies and classes. Then on Sundays, we have a portable altar, which is set up on the number one elevator on the hangar deck. All the planes are removed, and this is put up on the hangar deck with the many chairs put out on the hangar deck for the people to be able to sit and attend the worships services of the various churches. We have two chaplains on board and two lay ministers from other churches. One chaplain who is a Catholic priest. The other chaplain is Chaplain Miller, who is the Protestant chaplain, which Pastor Slog would be if he was in the service. He would be called a Protestant chaplain. Then we have the lay people from the Lutheran Church and the Episcopal Church who conduct the services for the people of those faiths. These services are held at least four times during the day now that we are in the Holy Week. We are all looking forward to this coming Sunday, which will be Easter Sunday. and we will be in Naples, Italy, where we will be able to go ashore and attend the churches there, where we can worship with other people who believe and worship the same way that we do and the same beliefs. As I said before, I will be at the orphanage and will attend church with the orphan children. However, it is not a Lutheran church, it is a Methodist church that they have and that they attend. But Dr. Santos, or the Pastor Santos, is a very nice man, and he delivers a very nice sermon, and the children thank you very much of him. He has many, many problems of taking care of so many children. There's 100, as I have said before, when I went through Naples, there are 175 orphan children living in the home. And it is Reverend Santos's problem to see that there is sufficient food, clothing, and bedding and play for these children, as well as all of supervising the school so that they will get an education and will be able to go out into life when they become of age, when they get to be 16, 17, and older, that they can go out and work in the Italian country and make a living and marry and settle down and have their own families. Speaking of the orphanage and my trip, or the trip that I hope to make to Rome, we are going to ask, I say we, meaning two of the other boys that are aboard the ship here and that were in Naples with me before, we are going to ask the Reverend Santos if one of the older boys who has been in the United States and studied English, if he can go with us to Rome. By him going, it would be a treat for him, and at the same time would be of great help to us because he speaks both the English and Italian languages. This way he could interpret for us and we would understand and know much more about the countryside and Rome when we get there to visit it. We sure hope that the Reverend Santos will let us take him with us. These boys and girls at the orphanage do not get to go very often, very many places, until they are about 18 years of age, and at this time they leave the orphanage and go out into the world to make their own way. So we are hoping that he will be able to go with us to Rome. Thus it will be a holiday for him, or a vacation, and at the same time make the trip much more pleasurable for us. He is a very nice young man, and it will be interesting for him in that it will probably be some of the first times this will probably be. I will have to erase this. No, I won't erase it. I'll try to start over. The trip will be probably of most interest to him because I think it will be his first time to go to Rome to see the large city that Rome is, as well as the many places of interest in Rome. As you know, Rome is the center of the Catholic Church, and there is where the Pope lives. And many of our religious trainings and teachings and things that we do come from the Roman way of belief and teaching. And these are the things that we will place, things we will see, the places we will visit. And this is where Martin Luther, the founder of the Lutheran Church, challenged the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church with regards to reading the Bible. This was many, many years ago. Of course, today the Catholic people are allowed to read the Bible as same as we. But in the days of Martin Luther, who founded the Lutheran Church, they were not permitted to read the Bible. And it was because of the head of the church, who has his home and the church home in Rome. So these are many things of interest, and like the slides that I sent with regards to the first amphitheater where the Christians were put in the arena with the wild animals, it will be something that we can look at and talk about for a long, long time, because it does deal directly with our church and with our way of life. Now, I have just about reached the end of this side of the tape, so I will turn it over, and on the other side, we will talk to Mama, Kathy, and Johnny, as well as to you, Jim. You see, one of these things about a tape recorder is the fact that it runs for a long time, and it is very hard to find enough to say when you're sitting in an office all by yourself and trying to think of the many things that you want to say without anyone asking questions. You have to think about what would he want to know and how would you answer the questions that he would ask. So this is what I've been trying to do, not only for you, but also for Jimmy, for Johnny and Kathy and Mother also. So if you will just be good and stand by for a little bit, I will turn the tape over and make the other side. I hope I can find enough to talk about to fill up the other side of the tape. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my darling. Happy birthday to you. That doesn't sound too well, I don't imagine. But it is the 22nd of March, and the birthday of my wonderful wife and the mother of Jimmy, Kathy, and Johnny. I hope you had a nice day, honey, and that you had many surprises. At least I tried. And I hope that it came through and came off well, and you enjoyed it all. I know that we would have had a lot more fun if we could all been together. I can taste the cake and the ice cream, and it would really have been wonderful to have been home with you today. We'll just turn the page over, and maybe next year, God willing, we'll be able to double up on the birthdays, not on the years. Happy birthday, honey. Hey, all kinds of mail laying in front of me today. Just received our mail as an arrival here in Naples, and boy, I've got 86, 89, 90, and 91 laying in front of me, so I'm going to answer these on this tape and mail it so that you'll have to get the recorder fixed to hear what my reply is. So hang on, I'll be with you as soon as I get the first letter open and start through it. Thanks for the beautiful Easter card, sweetheart, and also Johnny, Jimmy, Kathy, thank you for the lovely Easter card that I received from you. I also got one from Grandma and Grandpa too today. So that makes three nice cards, and I received a very nice Easter basket, which we've all enjoyed eating the Easter eggs from very, very much. You say you received the cards that were sent from Spain in the cave of Drac. Yes, it is a very fascinating cave, and you do have to walk a great deal of distance down through the cave itself, but at the bottom of the cavern is this lake and a great underground theater built so that it will hold approximately 5,000 people. And while you are sitting there, the lights are turned off and just the boats with the lights on them come out playing music for about approximately, I'd say one half hour concert. And on the completion of the concert, the lights come back on as if the sun was rising. And the boats come along to the landing, and you get into the boats, and you cross the lake to the other side, to another landing, and then you climb back out of the caves. They were very beautiful, and I hope that the flash pictures that I took, slides, will become out real good of the cave. They were very, very interesting, and we certainly enjoyed the day all the way. On our way back, we stopped at the Olive Wood Factory, where they make things out of the olive wood, and we went through and watched them make many things of olive wood that is very, very hard, and of course being the main type of wood in this part of the world. Your particular day there, you said, is 41 degrees, and but windy and sunny. Glad to hear that you did have a break in the storms. We have had quite a few bad days over here. However, today it is very nice, and the weather forecast for our stay in Naples is that we will have good weather and the seas will not be too high while we're here. Kathy, I'll bet you that new dress that Mommy made you sure looks pretty. I'd sure like to see it, wearing it. And everything going all right, we won't be too many days before I will be home to see you to wear your new dress. And I hope that you've been helping Mother around the house and doing the things that you should. In line with the way I started this side of the tape, Jane, I would like to go ahead now and comment on a few of the other things. I know that you had hoped to just bypass and not count number 37, but at the same time, I know that we enjoy things, and I wanted to do a few things. So this is the reason that there was a little bit of sneakiness going around, and I am very, very happy to hear that the day turned out so well, and that you enjoyed your dinner at the Blue Dolphin, and had a real good time. I thought that you would have, knowing the Carlisles, and I would have loved to have been there with you. Jimmy, Kathy, and John, thank you very much for thinking of something that Daddy didn't think about, and that was the corsage and the flowers for Mother. I never thought about the roses, corsage, causing Mother to sneeze, and you acted very promptly, and I'm real happy, and I think you're very, very smart children. Thank you again for making the suggestion to Mrs. Carlisle to change the kind of flowers that was in the corsage. Yes. The time difference is 9 hours between where I am and at home. And this makes quite a difference when you are trying to work on the radio and talk over the patch system this far around the world. Because it means that in order to contact people in the States on the ham radio, we must start working in the set here around midnight in order to get anyone even on the East Coast. And by the time you get the 9 hours difference considered there, it is about 5 o'clock in the morning here in order to be 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. However, I should be talking to you again before too long once we return to sea, because we are getting a new linear amplifier, which is a unit that boosts the output of wattage from about 100 watts to about 700 watts. With this much power on a transmission, we will be able to reach the stations in the West Coast much clearer and much easier to place phone patches through with them. The one thing that you have to understand is the fact that we cannot operate the ham radio while we are in port. We can only operate while we are at sea. And this makes it rather difficult. And of course, there are many, many calls. However, I have been working relief on the set with the one operator that we have, or one enlisted operator that we have. We have two officers, a commander and a lieutenant, who also operate, but due to their watch schedules, it's very difficult for them to stay on the set. So Art and I have been taking turns monitoring and operating the set at best we could. And now that we are in port and getting the new linear amplifier for the antenna, we will be able to do much more work in the phone patch area. And don't worry, I'm not losing sleep, because when I work in the ham set, I'm permitted to sleep in the next day. Speaking of sleeping in, as we say on board ship, today we have 55 days and a wake-up before we arrive in Mayport. Now, I'm not too sure. There has been requested a speed run on our return to the States, if this is granted by the Bew Air and ComNav Air Alliant. We may arrive in Mayport on Friday the 19th. If we arrive on Friday the 19th, it will mean that I'll be home sometime that night or early Saturday morning. Otherwise, it will be late Saturday afternoon or Saturday night before we get into Alameda from Mayport. You ask if Ace pulled any of his stunts or raids while the Admiral was on board. No, he didn't pull any. However, his match with Mr. America was quite interesting. The CO came across, and both contestants were brought into the ring, and the CO made the announcement that if the Ace lost, he would be unmasked, but if he didn't, if he won, he would not be unmasked. And he would not ask questions as to who he was. As it turned out, Ace won his match against Mr. America, and he is still masked. The only thing that the people do know, and which they were already aware of, was the fact that he is a colored boy. So now Ace is known to be in existence, and at least his nationality or color, but the majority of the people on board still do not know who he is, nor from what activity he comes from. Today has been quite a long day. We arrived in port this morning at about 7:30, and of course many things has been going on all day. Continuous preparation for the inspection that is coming up next week. We received many hundred pounds of mail aboard. It has been separated and gone through. And people going on leave and on tours and just going over into Naples on the beach itself. I have the duty today, so I'm in the office all by myself. And it is now 6 o'clock here in the evening. I have until 10 o'clock here in the office tonight. I plan on doing some more leather work. I have quite a bit of leather work left to do and get finished up in the next few weeks so that I will be clear to make all the paperwork on the way home. I've got to run now. The phone is ringing. As I have written in a couple of the letters, I plan on leaving the ship tomorrow morning about 7 o'clock. I'm going over to the Casa Materna, to the orphanage, and go to Sunday Easter services with the orphan children and spend the day there. Then on Tuesday morning, I will catch the express leaving Naples and go to Rome, where I will spend Tuesday night, and then attend services at the Vatican City and the Sicilian Chapel Wednesday morning, which is the general audience of the Pope, and take many pictures and visit many places in Rome, and then return to Naples the afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, and Wednesday evening. We will be here then until sometime Thursday, possibly Friday morning, and we will get underway for operations in the Mediterranean and the exercises that I have written about, which will keep us then at sea until about the, let's see, I have to check this up now, until the 24th of April. However, during this time, we will have, I'll take that back, until the 9th of April, and then we go into Palermo, and then we will be in Palermo 10 days, then back to sea for another 6 days, going into Barcelona on the 24th of April. And, of course, during these times at sea, we will be in and out of fleet anchorage as we have been. And while we are at fleet anchorage, it is very difficult for us to receive and send mail and fax matter. Sometimes there are no means of sending or receiving mail from the ship at all. This last anchorage, we were very fortunate in that there was a directive service set up with the Italian government that brought our mail from Naples to the fleet anchorage, and then of course took the mail off, which you have received at home. So I hope that during this next 2 months, or in the next 56 days, that we can have the mail going pretty regularly, and I will try to get through at least once each time at sea on the ham radio and talk with you for a few minutes. However, it will have to be short conversations because there are so many boys here, and we're trying to get as many calls through for everyone, or cover a call for everyone that we can possibly make a phone patch for. So if the mail is a little bit late or a little bit piled up, you'll know why. I don't like to have to see the mail done this way, but when we are at these fleet anchorages, they are usually in some little island somewhere, or there may just be a few natives on the island itself. No liberty is permitted. There's no airports available for planes to bring the mail into the island where we can pick it up by boat, by our motor launch. And the only time that we can possibly make relay with these the mail is when it is a large enough island that either the Italian or the Spanish government has a boat running daily to and from the island. As you may know by my discussion earlier, that the last letter that I received was number 91 today, and it was postmarked on the 21st. That's real good service, because that is only 4 days from home to here. So I'm looking forward tomorrow for 92, of course, because we do receive mail on Sundays. However, being Easter, we may not get mail tomorrow. It may be Monday before we receive mail again. This tape is sure long, and I'm sure running out of breath and something to talk about. I do hope that you've been able to get the little tape recorder working so that you can play this back. As I state in the little note that's along with this, have it checked and make sure that it is not on record when you try this, so that in the event that it doesn't work or play back, they will not erase the tape by being on the record position. And I think that if you just clean that head, which you probably have, that it will at least play back this recording. And I'll be seeing you at home before too long. I love all of you very, very much, and hope that everything is fine and that you are enjoying all the slides that I have been able to send home. And until I can get home with you again, this will be the only tape that I will try, because I will have many hours of work and other things, and it takes a great deal of time, which I don't mind doing. However, the boss doesn't like for me to sit for some hour or hour and a half making a tape. So until I see you at home, I love you all very, very much. Bye now.